Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Before we get started with this episode, I want to share something that I think could be a game changer for your classroom. Now, as a former special education teacher, one of the things I struggled with the most was creating activities, resources, and curriculum for my classroom. I did not realize that that was part of my job. I have spent the last 10 years developing the Autism Helper curriculum based on what was missing from my former classroom. And now we finally have a way for school districts to purchase this curriculum directly for their teachers. The Autism Helper Curriculum Access is an annual subscription that provides access to all levels and subjects of our curriculum. This curriculum is rooted in evidence-based practices, it's aligned to the standards, and we just completed our pilot case study showing the overall effectiveness. To learn more about how your district can get curriculum access, head over to theautismhelper.com and click Curriculum Access.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
To the Autism Helper podcast. We are on our final episode of the summer series. We did nice short episodes with different lists that relate to back to school, behavior, data, staff training, and really all the things. Our final episode is related to schedules, which we've talked a lot about this summer. And this is related to knowing when your schedule is not working. So the school year is just gearing up and the best laid plans sometimes just don't pan out. Ugh, have you had that year? I've so had that year. So today we're gonna talk about three ways to know your schedule is not working. Last year I was working with a teacher and we had a really nice schedule that I helped her set up. And on paper, it seemed like it was gonna be great. And in reality, something about it just didn't work. And there were a lot of behavior issues. The staff was struggling with it. And we had to keep kind of coming back to the drawing board because even though it seemed like it would work on paper, in reality, it just wasn't clicking. And you don't want to just force something that isn't working. You want to figure out why it isn't working and make those changes. So here are three cues that your schedule is not working and that you might need to make some changes. You don't want to jump in and make changes too quickly. You do want to see, you know, give a schedule some time to see if it settles in the start of the year. You know, we're still looking at some behaviors that could be just easing in, but we don't want to wait too long and just try to force something that isn't fitting. So three ways to know your schedule isn't working. First off, the group size feels unmanageable. When we set up our schedules, we're setting up our groups as well. And we don't always have as much staff as we want, and how big we put our students into groups is really dependent on how much staff we have. If, you know, you didn't know your kids that well, you didn't know their behavioral needs, you maybe have some new students that you didn't, you know, fully get an idea of from their IEP. We don't always get, you know, the full picture of the student. And now, you know, you're 2 weeks into the school year, a month into the school year, whatever it is, and the groups just feel unmanageable. You feel like you can't get teaching done. It's not working. That's a really good cue. You need to redo your schedule. Even if you don't, you know, your staff hasn't changed, I would still look at creating smaller groups and creating more independent stations or more break stations. I would rather have smaller groups of students and more groups of students where you can more efficiently and effectively provide instruction instead of bigger groups of students where you have longer instructional groups, but you're just kind of managing everything and you're not really getting any instruction done. Add in more independent work, add in more break time, but keep those groups small so when they're with you, you can truly teach and you get more bang for your buck. You're gonna be more efficient, you're gonna get more done, and it's not just gonna be like kind of managing the chaos, which is maybe what it feels like. Number two, there isn't enough time in each center to get anything done. So the teacher I was talking about last year that we're like, what is not working in this schedule? This is the problem we really figured out, that there were too many transitions in the day. So she taught little kids and she was like, you know, I think we're gonna do 15-minute rotations because my kids have a short attention span and I think sitting any longer than that will be too hard for them. Well, that was correct in theory, but the problem with that was that every 15 minutes having a rotation and a transition meant that there were a lot of transitions for her class. And that really ended up being just too many transitions for her kids because every 15 minutes, they were just switching, right? It felt like they were getting settled, they were starting to get into an activity, and then boop, they had to switch. Boop, they had to switch.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So it felt like there wasn't enough time in each center to get anything done. Now, the attention span of our kids hadn't changed. They still had short attention spans, but we decided to increase the length of each center to 30 minutes to decrease the number of transitions throughout the day. By doing that, we decreased the number of transitions by half. So we went from having about, 30 transitions in the day to having about 15, so a lot more manageable. What we did have to account for with these longer centers was, yes, students are gonna still have that short attention span, so how can we give them breaks during this 30-minute center? We didn't expect them to be sitting at their desk or at a table or at a group for 30 minutes just working. We knew during that 30-minute center, they were gonna need movement breaks, reinforcer breaks, different types of engagement activities that got them up and moving. They weren't gonna be able to just static sit there for 30 minutes. So that one's gonna have to be embedded into the activities, and that ended up working so much better. Oh my gosh. So if you feel like you're like rushing in these centers to get anything done, think about increasing the length of the center, doing multiple things in one center, and having less transitions. Number three, the transitions feel too frequent and are triggering behavior. So this is kind of a similar idea that transitions are triggering behavior. So if you feel like these are causing problem behaviors, instead of having the student transition, you could have the staff member transition. So for some kids, transitioning between centers can be a really big trigger for behavior. And going to different areas of the class can be really hard. And instead, you can build up to that and have more of the day be in one area and instead have different adults or different activities transition to that child. Again, you want to move into maybe having the child transition into other areas, but to start and to meet the child with where they're at, you can have them stay in one area, in one table, and have the activities or the adult or some of the groups transition to them. This is for a situation where extreme behavior is really triggered by the transition, so we want to avoid those triggers for now. And then see if we can develop some rapport, develop a good behavior plan, some good replacement behaviors, and then add in some of that later in the year. But for now, keep the student where they're at until you develop some of those other behaviors. All right, so our three ways to know your schedule is not working and that you've got to change it. Number one, the group size feels unmanageable. Number two, there's not enough time to get anything done. And number three, the transitions feel too frequent and are triggering problem behavior. All right, guys, that is the end of our summer series. I love these episodes. I like short ones because I know you guys are so busy and sometimes we just have less than 10 minutes to fit in a little bit of learning. Please head over to Instagram or TikTok. I would love to hear which was your favorite episode this summer and which topics you want to learn more about this fall and winter. I'm always looking for podcast topics, podcast guest recommendations. So head over to any of our social media channels and give me a recommendation. Would love to hear from you. Hope your back to school season is going so well. And I will see you next week for our regularly scheduled episodes.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum, everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.